The weather pattern continues to be very active across the Northeast. We've had snow across the region today. There's another round of precipitation in the forecast for tomorrow, and yet another round of precipitation is in the forecast for Thursday night into Friday. Now, with this busy pattern, we're actually going to see a temperature trend that we haven't seen in a while, a warming trend, as we work towards the end of the week. By Friday, high temperatures are expected to be in the 40s across the region, so there's a little bit of a thaw coming as we work through the second half of the week. But for now, it's cold enough for snow across the region. We've had generally light to moderate snow accumulation through the day. It's all being driven by a rather potent upper-level system and its associated area of surface low pressure. That storm is moving away from us now, so any lingering snow will come to an end relatively soon. The only exception will be across some of the northern mountains, where snow showers will continue into the evening hours. We will see a clearing trend moving into the night, and temperatures will fall back into the teens and lower 20s. During the day tomorrow, we'll see another potent upper-level disturbance come into the area, and that's going to bring us the chance of precipitation once again. Temperatures tomorrow will be warmer, as will the upper levels of the atmosphere, so I'm expecting a scattering of rain and snow showers across the region tomorrow. Certainly where the precipitation is mainly snow, there's the potential for yet another round of light accumulation. By Thursday, we'll start off with some sunshine, but clouds will thicken up through the day, and as a warm front approaches from the west, we will bring in the chance for some showers or a wintry mix late Thursday into Thursday night. And there might be some icing concerns Thursday night into Friday morning before we finally see enough warming come in on Friday to change any ice over to rain. Temperatures on Friday will be in the 40s, and then we will gradually cool temperatures back down as we work through the weekend into early next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of evening snow showers, especially in the mountains, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, high in the 30s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy tonight, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, high in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, high in the 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, increasing clouds with a chance of late showers or wintry mix, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, warmer, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.